Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the state of the cattle industry with Michael Kelsey in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Our own Leslie Smith had the chance to sit down in recent days with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking about where we are right now in our beef cattle industry. And specifically, Michael described his view of the state of today's cattle business here in the Southern Great Plains.
As we've been traveling across Oklahoma and talking to cattlemen members, and then we're geared up for our fall gatherings here in mid-November and look forward to doing those and talking some more. You know, cattle prices you've mentioned are just phenomenal. Bull prices and the fall bull sales have just been unbelievable. Replacement heifer sales are fantastic. We hear a lot of comments about producers saying, man, I wish I had more to sell at these price levels. I think there's still a lot of optimism in the cattle industry right now. If you listen to Dr. Peel out of OSU, and he'll talk about how a realistic picture of the next several years is that cattle prices should hold pretty strong. They're going to fluctuate seasonally, as well as, you know, some things, a little hiccups here and there, and we all know that. But overall, they should hold, barring any major tragedy, they should hold well. I think people are optimistic about that. I don't think we're seeing a huge herd rebuild right now in Oklahoma. I think people are being realistic. Hay's in good supply right now, but runoff in terms of pond water is very much lacking. And so I think cattlemen are just being realistic. Lots of optimism, but at the same time, kind of a realistic, optimistic viewpoint. But overall, very good. As we talk to producers, they're excited about being in the beef industry. We're seeing some young people that surprisingly, because of the amount of capital it takes to get into the business, they're getting in and they're finding ways to do that. And that's really encouraging. And so I think they see an opportunity for a future there and they're making their way in. Those are good things. And so overall, very optimistic.
Optimism is always good, but there are challenges. And at the top of that list, according to Michael Kelsey, WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule from EPA.
This is the largest, potentially the largest land grab in the history of our country. EPA has indicated what they're wanting to understand with the proposal of this rule is what land they have jurisdiction over. That's very important for cattle and producers, and actually the general public to understand. In other words, what we're hearing from the inside of the Crystal Palace, if you will, is not that the reason for this rule is clean water. The reason for this rule is to understand what land the EPA, the federal government, has jurisdiction over. So in essence, this is not a clean water rule. This is a land jurisdiction rule.
Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to remind you about the Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale they've got set for Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m., Apache, Oklahoma. About 800 head total will be offered, including 400 AI'd heifers off the Nott Ranch. For information, you can call Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998, Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale coming Saturday, November 1st. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.